Welcome to the Williams Nikan YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, this is Ruth.
Nancy in Houston.
Oh, Nancy, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I was afraid that we weren't going to hear each other again.
Well, it cut me off there when you were telling me something, and then I could not get back in. So did they know what the problem was?
No, they said they were sorry, and I wrote back to them again. But you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to find another company, and I'm going to get a backup. Either that or I'll get another line with this company, so we have two lines.
Mm-hmm.
That if something happens, then we'll advertise it. If something happens with one company, then we can back it up and go to the next company. And I'll just have this backup line. I suspect that they have a limit to how many calls. And at the end of the month, if you have had more calls than you're supposed to have, like it's 30 calls. Well, we would have more than 30 calls with both Dennis and I and others once in a while using this line, then we would go over 30 calls.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't heard back from them yet. If that might be a possibility.
But anyway, back to the summit, we're going to just take our chances and to go anyway. I don't know what will happen with his mother, but we'll just deal with it. So anyway, we will see you in Austin.
Fantastic. That's great. You'll meet some of the people that are coming. I don't have Kathleen's picture, and I don't have Connie's picture up here. They're both coming down from Washington. I'm not sure who else is.
Is Cheryl White in your downline? She's going to be speaking tonight over at the Pat and Suzanne Truax.
I don't know. Bob and Suzanne Truax have a huge organization, and so it may be, I don't know if it's one of their people, or then there's a couple of other lines that there as well. So
yeah, probably is.
If she's coming, if she is in the Houston area, or if she is coming from someplace else.
The email did not state that, but I assume she's from here locally. And she's a realty broker. And so we'll be going. And we sure enjoyed Chris Gulow a week ago.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Very, very good speaker.
Yeah, and he's just up line from Truax.
Oh, okay.
Has one of the biggest international groups. Maybe the big. He has the Morten and Sissel Andersen from Norway has the largest organization in Europe, probably. And they are, I think, second level to Chris Gulow. And I'm trying to think of the other ones that would be equally big. There's what we have a huge organization out of Amsterdam also.
Oh.
In our downline under Vance Rogers. Yeah. I think so. And a pretty huge one in Sweden also. Sweden, Norway. Norway, Sweden, this is not necessarily in the same order. And then Hungary is a huge organization under the Andersen, so they're under the Norway group. And then Amsterdam has a huge one, or Holland. And then Pat and Matt have a huge one in Australia, and we have a little one in New Zealand and Australia, down under Eastwood.
And I met, I think her name is Wanda Williams.
Wanda Williams has under Wanda Williams.
She says she's under you.
She is. She's under Pat and Mac. Under, she sponsored Ted and Andy Vorister, who are usually right at the top of the winners list. And,
okay.
One is a not an ophthalmologist, but a...
Now, she is a naturopath, I believe. Would that be right?
Or
a chiropractor?
Yes, that's right. Yes, no. Yeah, both, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're both doctors. She said, if everybody else is not going to have their title but something behind their name, then we don't need to have our title either.
Oh.
That was kind of interesting. You know what? I have not been hearing any more. Maybe they just didn't get here yet. A couple of others are on the phone with us. Is, want to speak up and say who's here?
Yeah, Karen's here.
Oh, there you are, Karen.
I mean,
oh, it's
have
nice to hear your voice,
you guys.
I see you on the WebEx also. Hey, you guys, let me get on the WebEx today. I have a new slide for you. You'll love it. Not really. But I do have a new slide, yes. I just now made it about 2 minutes ago. So you can tell it's going to be a real fancy one, right from clip art. Just plop down there. It's going to be on my whiteboard. It looks like a whiteboard. There's a blank slide with a picture plopped on it. One we don't want to see in our body. Everybody to get on here earlier. I want to get started.
How's Whitney doing?
Whitney seems doing fine. Good. She's having a little problem with a driving ticket that she paid off ages ago, and somehow they didn't record it, and the police stopped her because she had a driver's license that was not legal. And
oh, my.
So, and well, I paid that off, and they said I was good to go. And he said, you keep arguing with me, and I'm going to put you in, I'm going to arrest you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. He called me up. He was crying so much.
Oh.
My daughter Whitney is expecting.
Oh. Well, that officer better be careful, because we'll just come over there and give him a bad time.
I said, did you get his name? She said, no. I said, he was still sitting there, license plate number. And hopefully they're going to call. They called and reported one before, and she was, they were just really rude to her. I don't know if it's the same one. She didn't remember if it was the same one or not. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
What is good morning, Margaret? Are you hit by a tornado back there?
I think tomorrow, yeah, we had storms yesterday, and I think we're going to have them tomorrow. Today's going to be a nice day.
Good. Good morning. Everybody's clock must be slow.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning.
Monty's here.
Good morning, Monty. Glad to have you with us. Who else is with us real quick?
Good morning, all.
Good morning,
Steve. Earth Song.
Good morning, Earth Song.
Good morning. I have interference on my phone, so I'm going to star 6.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. Thank you. I certainly appreciate that. All right. Let's go ahead and get started. Good morning, everyone. Excited to talk with you and be able to hear you this morning after yesterday. And I was just telling Nancy, who was on the call at the very beginning, before 7, we were chatting, and I was telling her that I will be getting another line of some sort, and we will have it and be able to keep it in our records after I send it to you. I'll send you the information. We'll have a backup line so that we, when we have a problem, we will just chat on the WebEx and tell you, I don't know, you won't be able to hear, but you'll know. Nobody can hear anybody. Nothing's going on. Try the backup line, but right now, they were good to go at the first of the month. I sort of think it was a problem that I never heard of before, is that you were limited to a certain number of calls in a month. And we probably extended those. So maybe they don't have a 29th, and so we couldn't talk on the 29th. Well, that won't happen for another 4 years, so we won't have to worry about it. All right, let's get going, you guys. Anyone have any big aha or whatever that's very exciting you want to talk about right up front? Because I'm going to be talking here for a bit. All right. As most of you on the line know, it has been probably all of our mission to attack the problems that are causing the chronic inflammation that, first of all, it was just trying to find all the ways we could to attack and to minimize and reverse the epidemic of these chronic diseases that I have on the screen, such as heart disease, hypertension and strokes, and diabetes, and autoimmune diseases, and arthritis, and cancer especially, and, well, all of these especially. And so fairly recently, announced that the cause of these diseases all have a common denominator, which is inflammation. And so if we attack that and teach how to reverse that, we know something about that. Now I have on my screen the slide I just plopped on here this morning. Just in case you guys think I'm an expert, I'm not. I read out of a book. I have a clip art, and you can do this too. This is not high science. Now, with some of we have some people in our organization that are very good in scientific, and sometimes I appreciate when they tell me some little things if I'm saying words wrong. I'm not perfect. I never did claim to be. I just go do it anyway. So here we have, let me go back to this. One of the things that we're very concerned about is heart disease and strokes. And most of them come from the same kind of a problem. See this blood vessel? It's got something in it. It's getting clogged up, as you can see. And Kathy Abascal, of the book that we are referring with right now, which is called To Quiet Inflammation, by Kathy Abascal from Vashon Island, who has a scientific background, pretty extensive. The book is just The Abascal Way, To Quiet Inflammation, TQI. If you even look up T as in Tom, Q and I, you will find that in the with a Google. You can find that. So, and Earth Song, you can find it right on Vashon. Atherosclerosis, the disease of the blood vessels. Okay, so what we're going to look at that specifically this morning. And this would also affect the rest of your body. If you've got this, you probably got a lot of other problems. But look at this poor blood vessel. How much you can only get half the amount of blood here to your body. You have your legs falling asleep and your arms falling asleep, and running out of breath, and you probably have other aches and pains if you have atherosclerosis. So, our cardiovascular system's goal is to keep the blood flowing through all of our parts of our body. And the walls of the blood vessels that are healthy are smooth and carry a slight negative charge. I don't know if you need to know about the slight negative charge. And the red blood cells also carry a negative charge and are slightly repelled by the negatively charged vessel walls. As we know that, we know about magnets and those charges, they repel each other. They do not want to go together. So that means that blood is just going to slip right through there, right all through your body. And there's not, there's not too much sticky fat in the bloodstream. This allows the blood to bounce along without sticking and forming clots. Clots. That's another big worry. It can't go very fast and get stuck. Then your body is going to form a blood clot. And sometimes a blood vessel wall is damaged. And sometimes, like, we get a bruise, and we know it's been damaged. And the body responds by covering the lesion with a layer of fat. This is called a fatty streak and is the beginning of atherosclerosis. So don't go banging yourself up. Now, how would you like to be a football player or I don't think she put this part in, or a boxer or something? Boy, you're going to get those all the time. So then what happens after you get the layer, a little streak of fat? Immune cells soon discover the fat stuck to the vessel wall and begin to remove it.
Hey, Ruth?
Yeah?
Do you know that I just read recently that people who will drink water just before they go to bed at night will be less prone to having strokes or heart attacks? And so, and the reason why I bring that up is you're talking here about the heart and all. What a wonderful thing we have in this water, this Pymag water, that will help us to keep us from having too thick a blood.
That's right. And that's why we want to drink our water all the time. So we have to balance them at night drinking. I don't want to drink 16 ounces like I do during the day. I'll drink 8 to 16 ounces of water. But then at night, you realize it makes sense. If your blood gets, you don't have enough water, your blood's just going to get a little thicker, isn't it?
They actually made the statement, though, that it should be water that you drink just before you go to bed. And I thought that was interesting because most of us avoid drinking water, say, like, you know, after 6, 7 o'clock at night. But they said...
So that's what I was going to say. But then at night, I just go sip, 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 and then have some water handy. So if I even wake up, I'll take drinking some more to have 3 or 4 swallows of water. So maybe I'm not drinking as much, but I'm remembering, thinking of the logic of what you're saying.
Yeah.
And so we want to have some water.
Yeah.
I don't want to dry up while I'm asleep. Or clog up, maybe I should say, huh? So that is a very good point you brought up, Karen. So immune cells can discover the fat stuck to the wall and they begin to remove it. As they absorb the fat, the body puts a new layer of fat down. As the resident immune cells fill up with fat, they begin secreting inflammatory cytokines, or cytokines, some people say, or cytokines. We had a picture of those. It might be next. Just look at that little water picture I have on there right now. Here's a water demo, and we have extremely better water than anybody else. And so that was what Karen was talking about. I thought we will talk about that for a minute. Not right now. Here's a picture. Chronic disease epidemics and common denominators are toxicities in our environment that our body recognizes as something that needs to be cleaned up. And here, the tanks we have in the picture, we have these little tanks, and they're inflammatory cells that are our immune cells, which are part of the inflammation process that is natural in cleaning up a wound, and this would be kind of a wound if you have a damage in your blood vessel. Here come the immune cells, the tanks. And they get fat, and that signals the body to send these submarines, which are there representing the cytokines, with submarines here, and they are going to be going out to get some more immune cells and warn the rest of the body. But these immune cells can get really fat in there. And that's an inflammatory warning or notification that our body is giving to us, because we can feel that in our body, and it kind of hurts. So out go the cytokines, and these cells help consume the fat and transform themselves into fat-filled foam cells that grow in size, aggregate, and form plaque. And that's what we had in the blood vessel right back here. The plaque narrows the blood vessel, impairing blood flow in that part of the body. Well, that's going to be a problem. If the plaque becomes large and fibrous enough, it may break free and travel through the body as a clot. If that clot lodges in the heart, it will cause a heart attack. If it lodges in the brain, as you know, it will cause a stroke. Once again, you know, I put a note in my book here and noted that, you know, when we went to grade school and high school and everything, we had to learn the parts of the body and the systems of the body we teach in high school and how they work. But we didn't ever talk about, the immune system. I don't remember. We didn't go into detail. And we didn't learn all these things. I'm not sure if people, how far into science, but some of the things are relatively recent, especially as they recently discovered, I think, that the inflammation is the common denominator. So once again, this inflammatory response aggravates an existing problem. It is another example of non-productive chronic inflammatory response that we can quiet with food. Okay. And so this is a very important one. It affects so many parts of our body. And so this is one type of inflammation, or one example of inflammation in the blood vessels. And so we don't want that to be happening to us. So, again, I want you to know I'm not an expert at this, and we can pop a slide on there and watch it. So here, as Karen mentioned, one of the things we can do to help to calm that down and have it not happen to us is keep our blood normally well hydrated, so that it's not going to be happening, and that does happen in the night quite a bit. And so we want to have really good, healthy water, not like this bottle of water is full of toxins over here. And all those toxins clog up our body as well and excite our body. So then, okay, so now some other things that will clog up our body. We have all of these things to avoid on the screen. The MSG and the glutamate, we're not going to go into these today, but just also avoid the genetically modified foods that are going to cause you problems, and the fluoride in your food, and something that I didn't realize before, that soy-based foods would have a high fluoride content, and that will accumulate in organs of your body, especially in the thyroid, causing thyroid depression and deficiency. Okay, so today I want to talk a bit about listening to our body and the idea that if we don't learn how to listen to our body, that then we won't know when there's a problem. And how are we going to be able to tell the difference of when something is there's a problem and when it's just sort of normal, if we don't go into what Kathy Abascal calls the elimination phase? And primarily that is eliminating all of these foods with MSG would be eliminated. Anything else that you're sensitive to, or you might be sensitive to, which would be like dairy, eliminate the dairy, eliminate the corn, you keep eggs, unless you know that you're sensitive to them. And you can get Kathy's book, and that will be a good guide to you, because she has in here pages that tell you the foods that may be eaten freely on the elimination phase, and then the ones not eaten, and those would be many animal products, and that would include most of the animal products except eggs and wild fish, particularly the Pacific Northwest fish that are wild. Some of the fish might be eliminated. I think they'd be eliminated on the East Coast because there's more contamination in the water, and so your Atlantic salmon would not be as safe as the Pacific wild salmon. Dried corn, including corn chips, hominy, popcorn, grits, sweeteners, and that one of them that somebody asked me about one time, and I didn't know, she had to eliminate all sweeteners, like agave is eliminated, and the elimination phase lasts for 3 weeks. And I would encourage everybody to do this elimination phase, because that then you'll have a base of how you're supposed to feel, and unless there's something causing you a problem that you don't know about. And then after that, then you go to a test phase. Okay, so sweeteners, and she even put stevia on, but and that is, I think they explained at one time that even if you taste something sweet other than your fruit, well, even if your fruit is going to cause your body, your brain tastes sweet, it's going to produce insulin. And so you're trying to cut back on producing so much insulin, especially if you might be insulin resistant. And so that's why she has you eliminate those. To be perfectly honest, I didn't entirely reduce my insulin, my stevia, but I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to start probably next Monday. It takes me a little bit of time to build up and say, okay, I've got the foods I need and everything, so that I'm going to start. Okay, all the wheat and all those wheat relatives, that includes barley and oats and rye and all the different names for wheat. You could probably look them up on Google if you don't know what they all are. Peanuts and peanut butter, that's a very frequent allergy. The bad oils and all the chemicals, of course, good luck. But the best that you can, and we already went over some of them. The other things that she asked that we eliminate are dried fruit, fruit juice, rice flour, potato starch, refined flour, and smoothies. And I mostly didn't have smoothies during that time that I was on that elimination diet. Okay, so that's the end of that list. And then in 3 weeks, so then you start going back and putting one of the foods back in at a time, or one of the food groups back in at a time. So hopefully that would be helpful to you. But and how does that help you to listen to your body? Karen, you've been talking a little bit about how that you're learning to listen to your body and how that works, and I'm about to see. So would you mind telling me about
that? Yeah. years ago when my husband and I first met Ruth, she'd say to us, you ought to listen to your body. And, you know, that was an unusual concept for us. And it wasn't until we actually tried it that we realized that our body does talk to us and tell us what we need and what we don't need. And so through the years, Ruth has slowly educated us. I'm not sure how thoroughly educated, but anyway, I just have found it very interesting since I've been on this program, the difference in how I feel. Am I 100%? No. But I have to also admit that I'm not doing everything 100%. But as I do experiment with the concepts that we've been learning here, I have been able to actually help myself. I have fibromyalgia, and I have a real difference. So it is important to listen. You know, Mary Lou the other morning, she said that she was really feeling great, and then she went to a restaurant and ate something that wasn't really good, and boy, she noticed it immediately. So it is important that we listen to our body.
Karen, I had an experience just yesterday. I was out all day. It was freezing cold and sometimes sleeting and everything, and I was helping Sarah with baby Maxwell while she was trying to find things for her new house. And so we were running in and out of stores and everything, but we went and had a really good lunch, and I told the guy I just couldn't figure out quite what to eat, and I needed to have gluten-free. I said, oh, we have a list. Well, that wasn't the message I was going to tell you, but that was something if you're doing without the gluten, which is part of this program, then you can ask them this. You try to go to a place where you get something healthy and then ask for a gluten-free list. That's a really good thing to do. But then I came home, and I'm cold usually anyway. I like the weather in my house to be about at least 75 or 78 fine. Anyway, and I was so cold, I decided I would have a cup of hot chocolate. I could have chosen my lemon drink, and that would have been better, but I always say, you know, I have never had a problem with the dairy that's in my hot chocolate mix. And so then I wake up this morning, and I'm not usually sounding quite like this. I feel like I have a frog in my throat. My back is hurting, and it stopped hurting. And I thought, wow, what is my body saying to me? I shouldn't have eaten this hot chocolate. Am I having a problem with dairy? But then I thought, you know, I can eat other dairy things. I don't have a problem with that. But what else is in the hot chocolate? Sugar. I know I have a problem with sugar. I should not ever be eating any kind of refined sugar at all. And so there my body spoke to me. But if I haven't been watching my body and haven't been doing this program and thinking about it, then maybe I wouldn't have said, you know, how come do I have this? Well, my body is speaking to me. And so, you know, if your body is speaking to you, then it would be wise to try to figure out what's the matter and eliminate that, because maybe then because I'd have a little inflammation in my throat or in my chest or my back, wouldn't that mean that I probably could easily have some in my blood vessels too? And we're trying to go on this elimination diet and learn what is really healthy to eat, so our blood vessels won't be clogged up and our joints won't be clogged up and having a problem. And so if we are serious about making a change, we need to eliminate these things and then find out, you know, what we are sensitive to. And actually, I've been on this, practically on this program for a long time, but then I'm just not perfect, like Sharon said. I'm not do it perfect the whole time. But most of the time, I'm really pretty much right on eating. But since I've really been following this acid alkaline, it really helps very, very much, and it just gets to be a habit. And I love what I have to eat. Yesterday I had some chicken, and it was wrapped in a lettuce wrap, and then had some avocado in it and tomatoes in it. It was delicious. I was perfectly happy with that. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm busy talking here. I'm off my stop.
Hey, Ruth, can I ask you a question? Because I can't have any wheat product, I have really relied upon corn tortillas and corn chips as something that I have put into my diet. And since I've been on this program, you're talking about genetically modified foods and that corn is very big in that area. If you come onto a product that has corn in it and it says organic, can you trust that that's not genetically modified?
I guess I'd probably have to give you a percentage. I would say 75%, 80%, that's probably not. But I don't know that. You know, you just don't know. If it says certified organic, then you can really trust it pretty much to 100%, I think. But now
I think it has to say USDA organic. This is Earth Phone piping up. I just read that the other day on Dr. Mercola's online thing, USDA or certified organic.
That's the advantage of having a group of us, because I know Mary does a lot of, and it's on Mary, does a lot of research as well, and I know some of the rest of you guys on here do a lot of research and reading, and some of you even have a background in some of these things, and so we can learn so much from each other if everybody just speaks up. So thank you very much, Earthbomb. The other thing I was going to say yesterday is that they had, you know, I can't have any bread. Everything they have at the store, they have bread, and they have bread on it, and on top of it, and underneath it, and with it, and so I never eat those. I just tell them to skip that, no croutons, etc. But yesterday, this restaurant had sweet potato fries. I don't know if they fried them or baked them, but you can definitely have baked sweet potato fries, and you can even make your own. And those are yummy. And you can get them at Costco in a little bag. I'm sure I'd love to see if it had anything in it besides sweet potatoes and salt, because that's what you have to always continually check the label. And mostly you still want to have it say organic, possible. And these days, trans fat free, it does say organic. But probably we can find some that do say organic sweet potato fries, and you could just put them in the oven and bake them up.
And they're good.
Yeah, and they are good. So, let's see, what else? I was doing the same thing as you did, Karen. I was just going through the corn chips. And now I haven't had any corn chips in ages. If I want to have a alone for a while, I was just slicing up cucumbers and having those. I like cucumbers really well, especially those long, skinny ones. Any other ideas?
Are they genetically modified?
Are cucumbers?
Yeah, I just wondered if cucumbers are genetically modified.
Not
how
that
do
I
you
know
that they're not?
Well, there are only some things that they have genetically modified so far. Let's go, and we have that I think on this list back here. Corn, soy, cottonseed. Some dairy products, they are feeding the cows also genetically modified corn, of course. Some vegetable oils, including canola, is one of the highest ones. And Hawaiian papaya is on the list.
Huh.
If it says natural, that's completely irrelevant. You can say it can't be natural even if it's picked off a tree. Have to fall off by itself, I guess. Anyway, natural means nothing. Okay. Does anyone else have an idea of what you do or know of to do that to replace the bread? Like sometimes we like to have chips, I guess, so we just like to have something there to eat. We have to have something for our left hand, if you're right-handed, to do or hold while we're using our fork in the right hand. We have to have something in our left hand because we're used to having bread in it. So what else would you suggest? Anybody on the call? If you're talking, you're muted, so I'm not hearing you. Okay. Nobody has any different suggestions. So go ahead, and that's going to be the end of our call then this morning. Hopefully this has been helpful to you, and we can teach many other people this, because I think we do want to be helping people to avoid these situations in our blood vessels. A couple of other ones that we might cover with that Kathy covers are the food sensitivities and what happens there, so we might cover that one. And, of course, all inflammation is, we have inflammation in our body that is normal. It's sometimes acute, but sometimes it's a normal part of our body working because that's how those immune cells respond and that has to happen and we'll die off really fast. But it's when it gets chronic that there's a problem. So I hope you have enjoyed the call. And if no one else has anything to say, we shall adjourn. Get on with the first day of March.
Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome, Karen.
Ruth, I think I might do the sugar thing on Monday with you.
That's a good idea.
So there'll be mutual support there.
That'll be great.
Tighten up. Okay. Well, thank you so much for the call. Bye, everybody.
Get your things all ready and hit the ground and stick to it.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome. Monty in the morning.